Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents Brothers at Arms, American Independence and the Men of France and Spain Who Saved It, by Larry D. Ferrero. Read by David Colacci. Introduction. Not just the Declaration of Independence, but also a declaration that we depend on France, and Spain too. On a warm summer's day in Philadelphia in 1776, early in the throes of the American Revolution, Thomas Jefferson penned the opening sentences of a document addressed to King Louis XVI of France and King Carlos III of Spain, which the Second Continental Congress hoped would bring much-needed help to the embattled American colonies. Those colonies had been at war with Britain for over a year now, and the military situation was dire. The Continental Army had just suffered disastrous defeats in Canada and on Long Island, and had been driven out of New York City, which General William Howe now occupied. Without the direct intervention of Britain's adversaries, France and Spain, on America's side, the colonies could not hope to prevail against the superior British Army and Navy to win their independence outright. The Revolution had been brewing for several years now. The overwhelming British victory over France and Spain in the Seven Years' War in 1763 had been succeeded by increasingly onerous tax duties and export restrictions imposed by London on the American colonies, intended to pay for increased protection, but which the colonists argued were levied without their having any voice in the matter, as would befit British subjects. American protests of these actions grew ever more violent until war broke out in 1775.